8. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henn and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Feel free to weigh in if you have any road reports. A lot of slippery conditions around the state of North Dakota until things warm up a little bit today. And if you have any road reports you'd like to share with your neighbors, feel free to give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Before we continue with Ike, I want to talk a little bit about Apache, High Plains Apache. Apache sprayers are the only sprayers with a standard 5-year warranty in the industry. No other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency as Apache sprayers, and Apache sprayers are lightweight. That means less compaction on your ground. That is what you're looking for in a sprayer: efficiency, fuel economy, resale value, and lightweight. Now, with their mechanical drive system, results in a more rugged machine and makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain as well, so you have very low maintenance costs. And at High Plains Apache, they have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons with booms up to 132 feet. Just think of how much time that will save you when you're doing your work. That covers some serious ground. So see the Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache in Frontier or in Mandan. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. You can see them today.
Last hour, we started a conversation with Ike Walker. Ike is the Valley News Live news director on their piece on school safety, which led to a reporter being investigated for breaking laws on entering schools without permission. It's also prompted a real important debate about whether or not schools in the Northern Plains are safe enough. Welcome your comments, your questions for him. A lot of comments came up yesterday on the program. If you want to follow up, do that for us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you have a road report, we'll get you to the front of the line. Also later in this program, we'll meet Father Benny from St. Thomas and St. Michael Parishes of Tioga and Ray on providing faith in the oil patch this Christmas season, as well as that interesting ordeal, more than interesting, very scary ordeal with a gunman in a church on a Saturday Mass back in October. We'll talk with him. He was the pastor that that ultimately defused that whole situation. It was pretty extraordinary. And I know Ike, as a news director, will forgive us for sharing some breaking news. A budget deal has cleared the Senate, and at least one hurdle, increasing the likelihood that final congressional approval will happen. Long, typical Senate, you know, rulemaking where they had the, you know, needed the 60 votes. But anyway, pretty interesting. John Hoeven and 11 other Republicans headed off a filibuster vote on the budget vote. You had, I guess it was 12 Republicans. And there was a vote to suspend the sequester and spend more money. So this is going to be an interesting debate that we are going to be spending a lot of time on over the next couple of weeks. Just wanted to let you know. All right, Ike, thanks for waiting. Nice to have you back. And
glad to be here.
We picked up when we were leaving with just the consequences. A lot of folks said, I'm glad she did this. I'm glad the news organization decided to do it. But they also ought to understand they were breaking the law and there will be consequences. Do you acknowledge that?
Well, you know, at this point, I mean, that's kind of for the attorneys to work out. You know, as I've said before, you know, there's no member of the Valley News Live staff that would ever knowingly break the law in pursuit of a story. You know, but at the same time, too, I think a discussion needs to be had along with the issue of, you know, schools and security, but about, you know, governments and how they almost try to create a legal moat around their organizations to limit access, not just access of reporters, but access of just of people. You know, I've heard from many, and it's been overwhelming, people in this area as well as around the country who have talked about the fact that, you know, they walk in and out of schools all the time, never signing in, stopping. And I had an email from a grandfather yesterday who was talking about walking into a school, walking around the school, using the restroom, stopping by his grandchildren's classroom, and never once signing in. And, you know, he just was there just to check on his grandkids. So, you know, where does the prosecutorial line, where does it get drawn? So, you know, that's another question I think that's up for debate.
Ike, before the story popped, before you went down the road with the story, did you have that discussion of what lines might be crossed in the pursuit of this story? Was there ever a discussion of, okay, there's some lines here that are a little gray that we should or should not cross?
No, I mean, our primary focus was, you know, taking this concern of this this parent of this you know, Fargo faculty member, and in investigating these concerns as fairly as possible. And I will tell you, we reached out multiple times to all of these school districts ahead of actually visiting the schools, as well as after we visited the schools, for comment, to, you know, to talk to them about this, to tell them what we found. And we heard nothing ahead of actually visiting the schools. And it wasn't until about 20 minutes before the story actually ran did we get a call back from one of the school systems asking, you know, what was the story and, you know, why didn't you call us sooner? Well, of course, you know, we did. So, you know, there was discussion on the front end, but we didn't discuss any of the finer points of the particular law.
The Grand Forks Herald has opined on this. Tom Dennis of the Herald has said what you've done with this has prompted two questions, and one is, do schools have lax security? I mean, are there holes that need to be closed? And the second, he writes, came when, after her, when if ever, is it okay for reporters to break the law? Is that your argument here, Ike, that it's okay to break the law? Their Herald editorial saying, the reporter went too far. This segment went too far. Do you push back against that idea?
You know, I push back against the idea that, you know, breaking the law, and, you know, we don't advocate that people break the law. Again, we don't advocate that we do it, nor any other, you know, citizen of the U.S. Do it. But at the same time, too, there are questions of access. There are questions of, you know, whether or not organizations like school districts, you know, continue to build these legal moats around themselves as to whether or not they're going to allow any sort of access, whether it be reporters or parents or just average Joes off the street, access to the schools, access to district officials. And, you know, at some point, too, they actually focus all contact points and access down to a single PR person who may or may not, you know, be willing to talk to that particular organization. So, you know, again, do we advocate breaking the law? Absolutely not. Is it, you know, something that's going to be, of course, decided by attorneys? Then, you know, yes, so be it.
You know, give us a little rundown of you know, some of the comparisons. When you talk about breaking the law and, you know, some listeners came out and said, you know, you broke the law on this, but are there laws that are okay to cross a line with, or are there laws that for the greater good should be broached?
And I'd just add, Ike, I think the comparison Steve talking about came from our listeners. Yesterday, folks said, well, Ed Snowden broke the law, but now we know that our constitutional rights are being violated, according to, by the way, a federal judge.
The Rosa Parks issue as well. Mm-hmm. You know, there's
sure.
another law.
Is your reporter the 21st century Rosa Parks?
Well, you know, I would not compare her to Rosa Parks, certainly. But, you know, at the same time, there's an issue of the public's right to know. And at some point, what does a press organization or any other organization have to do to make sure that the public has a right to know what's going on? And, you know, it's an interesting discussion, certainly. You know, I think that, you know, it's not one that we certainly set out to, you know, be the standard bearers for. You know, we set out to investigate lax security in schools. And that's quite honestly the biggest issue. I mean, look, at the end of the day, this is about protecting children. And, you know, if people want to focus on, you know, whether or not, you know, Valley News Live broke the law, then, you know, so be it. At the end of the day, this is about protecting kids, and this is about raising the awareness of whether our children are being protected when they go to these public schools.
Well,
and I think that's bigger than everyone.
We have a half minute left, Ike. Last question for you. The Fargo Public School System acknowledge that is what your intent and goal and really see this as the true question. Do they agree with you?
They agree that children should be secure when they go to schools. But I will tell you, even to this date, we know that front doors to schools are still unlocked. There is a school here in Fargo that actually has signs on the front doors that say these doors are unlocked during the day. So, you know, what are they really going to do to make sure that our children are safe? And I think that they, you know, that's the next question for them is to tell us what are their plans. And so far, they haven't really been terribly willing to share those.
Congratulations on prompting a good debate and on a journalism topic that needs to be tackled. I appreciate the time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're live today at Nesson Consulting Service in Tioga. I'm going to chat with Randy Nesson in just a moment here. And, of course, I want to also welcome your calls, questions, and comments, especially with road reports if you're out and about on the roads. So let us know what you're finding out there. John in the Bakken. John, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. First of all, God bless you, your family, and your staff. I know you guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thanks for listening.
Say, I think you and I are going to have to agree to disagree. I think Edward Snowden is a hero. and he should be given a pardon, but our federal government is so corrupt that I don't think that's going to happen. And with regard to what you guys are talking about now, this reporter shouldn't be facing anything. It's the smoke and mirrors. They're going after the reporter when what they really should be doing is going after the schools and saying, hey, they're not safe for our kids. And that's the real story here. And instead of looking at the problem and saying, hey, what we're doing is wrong, they're just creating an issue that isn't an issue.
We had a listener bring that up yesterday. It was an email that I received on what's the bigger issue here. Is it the fact that we're putting our trust in these schools to protect our children and that they're failing, you know, rather than did the reporter cross a line on this?
The schools are failing to teach our kids. They're failing to protect our kids. I'm on the side of the spectrum that the way to keep the kids safe is if you've got a concealed carry permit, carry. I don't care if you're a teacher, a janitor, an uncle, an aunt, a mother, a father, a visitor, a grandpa. That way the morons, you know, that are going into schools and hurting kids and innocent people, they don't have any idea who's in there with any guns. I mean, concealed carry lessens crime. Guns don't kill people. People do. And when honest, law-abiding, tax-paying, hardworking people have guns, it reduces crime.
Sorry, John. I appreciate you calling, by the way, and I'll spar with you another day on whether Snowden's a hero or a traitor, but I'm not changing my opinion on that until somebody convinces me that that didn't help the bad guys. That's my only point on that, but I appreciate you calling very much. I was going to ask John and others, speaking of moral dilemmas here, 479 sheriffs across the U.S. are refusing to enforce new laws on gun control. So, again, should they enforce or obey laws that they disagree with? Interesting point. Margie Minot, quickly on this reporter and whether she did the right thing. Margie, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I'm calling in because I sent you that email yesterday about whether or not the teachers or the school embargo was letting us down for not securing our children.
Oh, you're the email I was referring to just now.
Yes, but, you know, after thinking about it, and listening to things today, you know, I'm thinking that we're missing the bigger story, and the bigger story is the freedom of the press. The freedom of the press keeps our government in check for things, hopefully, like what they're not doing in Fargo. And, you know, yes, they have to, ultimately, they have to report back to whatever laws that they may have straddled on the fence, but I think that By bringing us this lapse in judgment as far as security in the schools, we'll all be better for it. But I think that we need to make sure that ultimately the press, that includes you guys, you know, they're bringing the real story and that freedom of the press is never hindered.
Margie, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to James. James, what's on your mind?
Hi. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners. No happy holidays, no good seasons, nothing but a God bless it, Merry Christmas. And I guess I want to switch gears a little because it's what's on your mind. Well, what's on my mind is we still do have a Second Amendment, right? And the deer hunting in North Dakota was really down this year and permits and stuff like that. But it's wintertime, and there's a lot of coyote hunting to be doing right now. And it's a good thing to do. If anybody wants to get out in February, it's even easier because February they do their breeding. It's easier to call in a coyote at that time. But try to control the deer and the pheasant population that's dwindling and get some coyotes. It's a fun thing to do and get out of the house in the winter and do something that's proactive. That's proactive. You got to Second Amendment right, and you can control the population on your land or where you're out for it.
You know, James, you're not only helping out the deer population, the pheasant population, but the farmers and the ranchers out there as well, because anybody that has cattle, they know what that coyote population will do. And if you want to get out onto some land, you know, do some dual hunting. If you think there aren't enough avenues for pheasant hunting or to be able to have a relationship with a landowner, do some coyote hunting for them.
Great advice, James. Are you driving? It sounds like you're on the road. How are the roads?
You can't hunt coyote on their land. They'll let you out.
I'm sorry. We were, as usual, talking over you. What did you say?
I was just saying that by all means, anybody I've ever asked to hunt coyote on their land, they say by all means. They may not let me hunt deer there because the family hunts deer there, but I've never heard someone turn me down for hunting coyotes. We're even seeing mountain lions in the western Minnesota where it meets the Dakotas, and these are fresh tracks. They're on deer cameras, trail cameras, and I don't know what you can legally do about a mountain lion. I'd have to talk off the air about it, but I don't know if I'd want that on my land. The whole thing is these animals smell better than any deer, and you can imagine if anyone's lived on a farm what happens with the birthing of an animal. You have afterbirth and stuff, and the mothers do a good job of licking and getting that away, but these animals can smell that miles away, so if you could do something to the wintertime, back down that population, they're going to stay strong. They're going to have pups. They're going to be abundant, but control it a little.
Fascinating. I'm learning a lot, and it sounds like great advice, James. Appreciate the call. I'll let you get back to the road. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. We're live today at Nesset Consulting Service in Tioga, and as James started the program by saying Merry Christmas. I got a nice Merry Christmas greeting when I pulled up here about 7 this morning and saw a nativity scene right there out front of Nesset Consulting Service. So, Randy, thanks for that. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great to see you, and appreciate the hospitality here at this beautiful new facility. Must be fun to call this home, huh?
It absolutely is, and thanks for coming out and enjoying with us.
Absolutely love it. You are 30-something, right?
I am 29 years old.
You're 29, almost 30.
That's correct.
And lived here all your life.
Yes, outside of the stint that I did at Montana Tech, receiving my undergraduate in petroleum engineering, and a tour with the Montana Air Guard to Korea, and a tour in Iraq.
God bless you. My goodness. You grow up here as a youngster, you go off and get an education and serve this country, and you come back, and things have exploded. What's life like in Tioga?
I personally, of course, I grew up here and I love it here. You know, my family owns a fair bit of land here, so we have some great hunting. We have great fishing in the area. As far as the town is concerned, it has changed. It has changed a lot. You know, I mean, I get to ask this question often. You know, what was it like growing up here? It was like you knew everybody that was driving down the street. You waved at everybody. You know, if anybody got a new vehicle, I mean, it was, you literally knew everybody, and it was a small community, but for me, it was fine. I loved it. I thought it was great. What's it now? It's different. There are a lot of strangers. There's a lot of pipeline workers. There's a lot of roustabouts. There's a lot of welders. There's a lot of roughnecks. There's just a lot of everybody. A lot of people in here to help develop this massive oil discovery and what we have here. It takes a lot of people, a lot of work, a lot of man hours to get this stuff.
We need them, don't we?
We absolutely do.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more with Randy on the other side of the break. Father Benny will join us too. We still have Ben and Dickinson who wants to weigh in on the schools. The question, what's on your mind? We're live at Nesset Consulting Tioga today. More with Randy Nesset about the booming Bakken. Coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, folks, another weekend of Bison football is upon us. Friday. And if you haven't yet done it, stop by a PetroServe USA location. The folks that help America feel better and connect the corn fields of North Dakota with the oil fields of North Dakota. Right now you get E15, 20 cents a gallon savings at PetroServe USA branded stores. And when you're there, how about this deal? A personal pan hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink for $4. It's 4 for $4. 2 cookies, the pizza, the pop, 4 for $4. And you'll see the Bison logo right on the counter. Register there to win a couple of $500 gift cards given away this weekend during the PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show. Stop it at any one of their 21 service locations at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Our friends at PetroServe USA. All right, Randy, we continue. Randy Nassar is here, NASA Consulting. We're live today from Tioga. I want to talk a little bit about NASA Consulting and the things that you're doing here. Obviously, the growth is incredible, and all the folks you talk about are needed, right? I mean, they're needed here. They're doing a job, and there's just an insatiable appetite for human capital, for people to ultimately to come here and contribute to it. How long does this last? How much more is ahead? What does the future look like?
We have a ton of development that needs to be done, and really, what companies, the big companies are doing now is they're testing their infill or downspacing. You know, what's it going to be? Everybody's kind of proved up now 4 middle mark and 4 bench 1-3 forks across a 1280. Okay, that's proven. Those are individual wells, and the neighboring well is not going to hurt the EUR or estimated ultimate recovery at that spacing. Can we downsize that? What's the ultimate number? Is it 6 wells across a 1280? Is it 7 middle Bakken across a 1280? Is it 8? There's all kinds of downspacing pilots being done right now amongst the larger operators to test that. And that's really going to lead to the ultimate recovery of the Bakken and how we develop this acreage.
And explain what that efficiency means when you talk about trying to downsize that.
It's pretty much what it is it's putting your lateral well bores closer together. It's pretty much understood that one well bore is not going to drain an entire 1280 drilling spacing unit.
Why?
Because the rock is so tight that you need to be able to frack it. Your fractures are not going out, you know, half a mile to your left and half a mile to your right to drain the entire acreage. They're going out a couple hundred feet, several hundred foot each way.
So are you saying the future is less wells, more oil?
The future is more wells, more oil.
More wells, more oil.
That's exactly right.
But less impact overall.
Oh, less impact overall. And that really brings it goes together with the spacing. What companies are moving to now we're in development of this, is walking rigs. That's what everybody wants. They want walking rigs. They want pad wells. So you can walk the rig 30 foot or 45 foot or whatever the company likes to have for their spacing, and you can drill a whole new well. And that's what everybody's doing in order to minimize surface impact. And a lot of companies I know of, they know that a lot of farmers do well with their cropland, so they like to keep it downsized you know, for their their minimal amount of disturbance, and they like to get that location reclaimed, their interim reclamation, as soon as possible to tighten up that location, get that field back to the farmer.
This guy is wicked smart. I can't keep up. Steve has a question. He could probably keep up. Mr. Energy Matters, ask your question of Randy Nesset.
Hey, Randy, tell us the role for the listeners out there, the role of EcoPads and what that constitutes. And then when you start building in the low-profile tanks, a lot of people think driving around, they see the crickets, they see the tanks. We're not that far away from that going away. And from a visual aesthetic perspective, not even being able to tell that there's oil activity out there.
Yes, that's correct. As we get into these pads, the surface impact is going to be much more minimal. And really, it's twofold. It's you're taking less land from the farmer or from the community, and also you're utilizing that pad for multiple wells. So it drives down the capital needed to develop these wells. So your cost per well goes down substantially. I mean, there are significant savings in doing these multi-well pads. As far as the, you know, the low-profile tanks and what we're going to see in the future, yes, absolutely. A lot of these companies, they'll put on initially a lot of tanks in order to get that initial flush production from these wells, which can be very high. And in order to capitalize on that and take advantage of it, you need surface storage. And as we get into these wells that the production drops over time, it's called a decline curve, we don't need the 6-8 tanks. You know, you only need a couple at that point. So they'll take and move those tanks to a new location, utilize them there. So we're not going to see the as near as many oil storage tanks in these in the future.
One more question. Lynn Helms recently used the analogy of the Daytona 500. Said if think of the Bakken as the Daytona 500, and we're about 50 laps in. Now, somebody earlier called and said, well, I heard that and I'm moving. I can't. If we're only 50 laps into a, I'm out of here. There's too much impact. Is he talking about the genius that you guys are able to unearth in your technology? We're at 50 laps versus 500. He's not talking about the impacts. You're talking about getting more and more efficient on all the bad while taking more and more of the good, aren't you?
Absolutely. The more efficient and the bad, like you're talking about, Scott, the bad costs money. It costs money for taxpayers. It costs money for the oil companies. The bad is what we're trying to get rid of and make efficiencies. You know, get these trucks off the road. Get these pipelines in the ground so you have less of an effect on the local populace and the community. As far as the 50 laps in, I mean, the rate of drilling is not going to go up. We're about kind of looks like we're right going to hang in there about the rate of drilling. In other words, number of rigs. It's not like you're going to see 200 more rigs in tomorrow. That's not going to happen. We're going to stay steady with about this many rigs, and we're just going to keep this development going until we get to that 500 lap.
But what you're explaining is we're doing a lot more with those 200 rigs.
It's exactly right. We're doing a lot more. We're doing a lot cheaper. We're finding better ways to do things.
Nesset Consulting Services really been in the cutting edge of all of this, and it's fascinating to watch. And Randy, it's great to see this dream that your mom and dad had together unfold. And now I know you have a new baby boy who's
That's
a year
correct.
Old and another one on the way.
That is correct.
Which is so awesome. So you're contributing to the community in many, many ways, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Really appreciate Randy joining us. RC was with us a little earlier, and Kathy, of course, is off to a meeting in Williston today, but stopped by to say hi and appreciate all of the Nessets very much and what they're doing for the community. Steve, you want to chat with Ben, and then I'll welcome Father Benny in here?
Yeah, we have Father Benny coming up, but Ben, you've been holding for a while. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ben, what's on your mind from Dickinson this morning?
Hey, gentlemen. I thought the conversation was very interesting this morning about the government-run schools and the safety of our children. I just think it's really quite the contradiction that we have, and in some ways we've been so brainwashed in America. I mean, what is the percentage of people that actually trust our government? I mean, it's a very low number of people that trust our government. Then we go ahead and put the most precious thing that we have is our children into the hands of a government that we don't trust. I mean, it's just pure foolishness. You know, so like, I mean, I'm a constitutionalist, so I think we have the right, I mean, the right of the press is like, I mean, that's great and that, you know, but just the bigger issue is why would we trust the government to educate our children? It absolutely makes no sense. And had more people been homeschooled, they would realize that in a free country, a republic does not allow for a federal government to educate our children. You know, that is not a constitutional idea. So, I mean, the whole concept of this whole subject is all on a facade basis, I believe. You know, like, why would we take the most precious thing we have and want them to go into the prison confines of a public school to be educated? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Ben, obviously,
what do you guys think?
You're a passionate guy, and you prompted a whole series of conversations that I think folks can noodle a little bit and think about. We have our next guest here, but I have to tell you, and not just because our next guest is here, when you talk about government and children, and when you just say, here, you do it, it's dangerous, and I can't not think about what we do with unborn children, and what is legal in this country, and I connect those dots and what government allows there. And I know that's an issue that divides folks, but I tell you what, I don't get it. I don't see how that's legal. I don't see how that's different than the Holocaust or the slavery, as we did speaking with Rosa Parks yesterday. And thankfully, the legislature recognized that. They have the most pro-life state in North Dakota. But appreciate your passion, Ben, very much. Father Benny is here from St. Thomas Church, a Catholic parish in Tioga, North Dakota. He's also the pastor at St. Mike's in Ray, North Dakota. Pastor Benny, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, how do you pronounce your last name?
My last name is Putrajil.
So you're okay with me calling you Father Benny?
That's Father
fine.
Benny.
Because I would mess that up. Steve would ace
Father
it,
Benny.
I would.
Yes. Or Smith.
I would
Father Smith.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Father Benny. We're going to go with Father Benny.
Where are you from?
I'm from India, Kerala state. That is extreme southwest of India.
How does someone get from India to Tioga, North Dakota, serving two wonderful parishes here?
It's interesting, Kirsty. It's, first of all, it's God's plan. The church is universal, and priests are to go wherever the service is needed. And in my case, it is just one word, obedience to my bishop. My bishop has to go and serve in North Dakota because there was invitation from Bishop of Bismarck Diocese, my bishop asked me whether I could go, and he told me it's a cold place.
Cold? He told you it was cold.
Yeah.
you got a decent tip there, didn't you? Is it challenging pastoring to people in the oil patch?
Oh, I don't see that challenging because this is my sixth year being in Tioga, and 1 year I was in Williston, so there's a lot of changes here. New people are coming in, and a lot more outreach is needed to them for to reach out the gospel of Jesus Christ to them also. But it's more interesting, I would say, not than challenging. Yeah.
Did you still think that? I'm curious. I know we're up against a break here, Steve, but when we come back, I'd like to know if you still thought it wasn't really that much different here than anywhere after that famous incident in October, when you're up at the altar and getting a Saturday night mass and look down the aisle and see somebody with a shotgun walk in the door, you had an extraordinary parish that really the parishioners handled that very well. As one of your parishioners, Tom Wheeler, was on the radio with us and told us that story about how you calmly defused that situation. And you know, a lot of folks connected to that, to what's happening in the booming Bakken. But we'll talk more about that. You can tell us about that after break, as we just have a short time, Steve, don't we?
Just a couple minutes. I did want to ask you quickly, though. You've been out in the oil patch long enough to where you've seen some of those changes, and you've gone through a lot of the growth that's taken place out in the oil patch. And I want your perspective on what you've seen and some of the biggest changes you've seen taking place when we come back from the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Dawn, when grain prices increase, we end up paying a lot more at the grocery store, right?
It's a little more complicated than that. It's true that when food prices are high, the grain market may be high too. But a lot of times it's due to a shortage, which means farmers and ranchers are probably having a tough production year. Too wet, too dry, too cold, too hot. Grain markets are traded each weekday and can fluctuate quite a bit. Consumers don't see daily food prices fluctuate based on these markets. And when grain prices are high, livestock producers may sell off part of their herd because feed costs are higher, and that could cause a short-term surplus of meat, thereby lowering the price in stores. But following this price reduction, prices may actually increase due to low supplies.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
And we're back with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennell. This is What's on Your Mind. We're at Nessa Consulting in Tioga today, and we're chatting with Father Benny, who was part of a
incident that received national attention. A gunman walking into a church. It happened to be St. Michael's Parish in Ray, North Dakota, on a Saturday night mass. What did you think when you looked down the aisle and saw that?
Oh, first it was a real surprise. No, what's going on? I was preaching then, and when that man showed up. And one thing I noticed that he called me Father. His command was, stop, Father. The first instinct for me was to escape as I see all the people go down to the sides and down to the floor, escaping, I mean, making themselves shelter. I was the only one to stand there, and for me it was easy to take one step and I would be in the sacristy, out of the scene. But immediately a flash of thought came to me that he called me Father. And I should be the father of this community. Even if I had to die, I should be the first one to die. That was the immediate thought. First it was to escape, then second, fraction of second, I came back. He called me Father. So I stepped, instead of going inside the sacristy, I stepped in just like friend, anything to face.
And you literally went down the aisle.
Then secondly, he commanded, when he saw all others have gone down on the sides, and I was the only one standing there facing him, and he is in the front of the front door of the church, and he commanded me. Again, he called me, Father, pointing the gun, you come down now here. That time, I was pretty sure something is going to happen, because at the gunpoint, and I don't know what purpose he has come in. Is he a terrorist or a faith attack? Or I don't know. So, thank God, I had a chance to go to pilgrimage in Europe like Fatima and Lourdes and Spain and Paris. That was October 6th to October 18th. In fact, this incident took place on November 2nd, and I was immediately... So when he called me to come towards him like that, the thought immediately came, the picture in my mind was, I'm going to die anyway. And Our Lady and the bullet that hit Blessed John Paul II, Pope, that I saw in the crown, in Fatima.
Wow.
That was the...
So this is all going through your mind?
Yeah, that was the strengthening point for me to have, not to get panicked, even if I am dying.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And by the way, the rest of this story is, this is totally diffused because Pastor Benny essentially passed the plate for the perpetrator. He takes his money and leaves, thankfully, and nobody harmed. Parishioners get in their car, follow him, and ultimately tip off law enforcement who arrest him near Williston. Is he still awaiting a sentencing?
Yeah.
Still so he's still in jail?
Still in jail. And I think he has got a bad track, like he has murdered his wife and...
That's right. He had quite a track record.
Yeah.
He was. And do we ever find out what prompted him to stop in Ray, North Dakota? Does anybody have any idea why he would have stopped there on his way?
Might be probably for money. That's all.
Just because he was coming from out east somewhere. Wasn't he, Chicago
yeah,
or something?
He was from I think Antioch, northeast of northeast of Chicago. So the incident took Korean, I think, no, Antioch or Korean, something there. Then he was coming down. Of course, he's a runaway culprit, so he wants to get money. That's all.
Phenomenal. And Steve, I think you and I talked about it at the time. Everybody instantly said, "Oh, it's you know, an oil patch crime, right?" And obviously, it was anything but.
Well, that was Eastern news sources, and that's oil patch crime. It's like, no, it's not oil patch crime. It's just crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can think that way only. Yeah, it's not something connected with oil patch crime.
Are your pews packed? Is church attendance up?
Oh, you mean now?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, because of a lot of job opportunities around here from all over the world, I would say. Not only from all over the states, from U.S., but all over the world.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Yeah. Thank you for being a great pastor and doing a great job for your parishioners and protecting them. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, folks. We'll see you back in Bismarck tomorrow for another edition of What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. God bless you and Merry Christmas. I know I'm in Tioga when the nativity sets are up everywhere.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.